In figure 2.7, do A, do B, and do D have zero floats. They form a little chain of three activities from the start to the end of the activity network. This chain is the critical path, CP. In project management, the critical path is the order of project network activities, which add up to the longest overall duration, and therefore identify the shortest possible duration of the project. This path has zero floats, meaning that any interruptions in an activity on the critical path will delay the project's completion. The critical path strategy, CPM, is a widely used algorithm for setting a schedule of project activities. It helps to determine the critical path and the total float or slack time available on non-critical activities. With this information, project managers can make better decisions about how to allot resources and handle the project schedule effectively.